Mbagara. Recently, I attended a funeral of a young person who had been sick for a while in hospital. While in hospital, many people had been mobilized to pray for him, both in the country and outside the country. When the mother came to give her tribute for the son, a question that she posed was, "Whose prayer does God answer?" She was in great pain because she knew that many people had prayed. She was a believer. She is a Christian. There was no question about it. But she asked repeatedly, "Whose prayer does God answer?" As I was thinking about that question, it reminded me of Psalms 22 verse 1. The Bible says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest." You know, this psalm starts with a cry of God having abandoned the writer. And I think this is a psalm of David. So it's David who is asking, "God, why have you forsaken me? I have prayed, I have asked for help, but you have not come through." But as if it is not just David who experienced this, that he has prayed and God not answered, and not just the woman whose son had passed away, we find the same words being picked by the Son of God. In Matthew 27, around verse 46, Jesus is also speaking the same words. My God, why have you forsaken me? I know it speaks in Hebrew. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And he is the Son of God, and he feels forsaken. He has prayed, but he feels like he has been left alone. In the book of Psalm 77, the psalmist, who is, we are told, is Asaph, he tells us this from verse 1 to 4. And I'll read, "I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak." And he continues that he has been praying. He has lifted his hands to God, but he cannot be comforted. Very much like the words of the woman. "Whose prayer then do you answer, O God?" But my brothers and sisters, I am here to say this, that God does answer. It is him who has invited us to pray, and he will answer. He has told us, "Ask, it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the door will be open to you." But there are conditions to the prayers being answered. We know that the prayer must first be in line with God's will. And God's will is also time-bound. There is a time when God answers the prayer because it is consistent with what he plans. So sometimes God will say, "Wait." Sometimes he will say, "I am coming. This is not yet my time." But there are times we pray and the prayer comes immediately. I am sharing this because there may be somebody who is listening to me and you're asking yourself, does God listen when we pray? Yes, he does. We read the story of Elizabeth and Zechariah. They had prayed for a child for a long time until they were old, and perhaps they had given up. But a day came when the angel came visiting and they got the child who would become John the Baptist. I want to tell you, God has his time. In what we have read, he at one point had left Jesus, his own son. And Jesus said, "You have abandoned me. Why have you forsaken me?" But there was a time that God answered the prayer of Jesus through the resurrection. And because of that resurrection, every one of us has hope. I want to tell you, no matter what you are facing, remember God will come through for you. May the Lord help you to hold on and not to give up, because joy is going to come in the morning. Welcome, and God bless you. If this is a blessing to you, share it with other people. Thank you very much.